Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com. For northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska, a wind chill advisory continues through early today. Mainly sunny, high of 9 above. Winds make it feel like 25 below. Tonight's mainly clear, low of 2 below. High of 27 on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 13. Thursday, lots of sun, high of 42. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 5 above.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbors. We have offices in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for you. One top dollar for your used equipment. Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989. This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, a recent survey of ag producers in Kansas and Oklahoma indicated the large majority of farmers and ranchers believe that climate change is occurring. So with that in mind, a group of Central Plains ag scientists recently put forth a report on research needs in response to climate change. K-State agronomist Dan Devlin was among the researchers from K-State, Oklahoma State, and Texas A&M who created the report. Here's what it says about climate change and livestock research.
When we get the livestock, really even looking at the genetics of the animal, as you move through the great plains, the beef production, you see different cattle in Texas than you do in Kansas, and particularly than you do in Nebraska. And so looking at what are the genetic work that needs to be done, also looked at grazing lands. We would expect that will there be a change in grass, in the nutrient value of the grasses? If that would change, do we need to look at burning at different times? Are there things that we need to do around grazing land systems and grazing land health?
Well, Devlin hopes that what is proposed will catch the attention of those who fund agriculture research.
One of them is that, of course, we have a lot of federal funding sources, and they try to make decisions in Washington, and they take a lot of input around the country, and they try to determine funding priorities. And we've already shared this with them. I hope to get there too, because obviously these are the type of funding priorities that we think they should be funding. Hopefully we'll be looking at that, and I hope this isn't just a static document that sits on the shelf somewhere, that we can come back in a year or two as we know more and look at this again and maybe reprioritize.
If you want to review the entire report on ag research priorities related to climate change in the Plains region, go to kcare.ksu.edu. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business, and the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Low temperatures and dangerous wind chills are closing schools across Kansas. The school systems canceling classes today include Wichita, Lawrence, El Dorado, Salina, Wamego, and McPherson. In some areas, forecasters were predicting wind chills of nearly 20 below. Some colleges also canceled classes, including Wichita State University and Emporia State University. A plan to dismantle the 32-year-old track and field program at Johnson County Community College is generating pushback. The Kansas City Star reports opponents have taken to social media to protest the decision, which the college announced more than a year ago as part of its facilities master plan. Graduates have started the website savejccctrack.com to garner support, and hundreds of alumni have commented. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our pro desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag. Ag News, market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Withdrawal threats by President Trump regarding the North American Free Trade Agreement are putting transportation jobs at risk. Politico says that thousands of transportation jobs up and down the Mississippi River and across truck and rail networks are at stake, including those involved in the shipment of agricultural products. Barges loaded with grain shipped along the Mississippi River head to New Orleans and boards cargo ships destined for Mexico, among other locations. Mexico imported $3.6 billion of wheat, corn, and other cereal grains from the United States last year. Meanwhile, nearly two-thirds of U.S. NAFTA freight is carried by trucks, according to the Transportation Department. Finally, tearing up NAFTA would have a huge impact on railroads, according to the Association of American Railroads. At least 42% of rail cars are directly associated with overall international trade. Ag News, market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a 13-year-old girl has been fatally shot in an eastern Nebraska hunting accident. Nance County deputies responded to the scene south of Genoa around 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. The sheriff's department says the girl was hunting with her father and two family friends when the black powder gun she was using fired, and she was struck. Authorities say the shooting was a tragic accident. She has been identified as Kimberly Paddock. Authorities have filed three charges against a man shot while trying to flee officers in Lincoln. Court records say that 25-year-old Thomas Sailors of Beatrice faces charges of assault on an officer, theft, and operating a vehicle to avoid arrest. Lincoln police say that two of its officers and a federal marshal tried to serve Sailors with a warrant on January 5th while Sailors was in a sport utility vehicle in an apartment building parking lot. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 26th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 19th, 20th, and 21st. At the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items. Farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, and flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock utility, and semi-trailers. Irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 26th annual Western Kansas Farm Industrial Equipment Auction on February 19th, 20th, and 21st, the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. QSD 223 Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn Superintendent Brian Cordell has resigned, effective at the end of a school year, to accept accept a similar position in New Franklin, Missouri. Cordella served as superintendent the past 5 years for USD 223 and has served the past 2 years as Hanover K-12 principal. A search for his replacement will begin soon. A preliminary hearing, which was set earlier this month, has been rescheduled for March 5th for two inmates who engineered an escape from the Marshall County Jail October 14th. Matson Hatfield and Jeffrey Gunther faced charges including attempted first and second degree murder, among others, filed by an assistant Kansas State Attorney General in Marshall County District Court. Inmates who were being held at the Washington and Nemaha County jails were returned earlier this month as cleanup and renovations at the Marshall County Jail were completed. The New Year's baby born at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville arrived January 9th. Cam Catherine Jensen was born to Corey and Brianna Jensen of Hanover. Injury accidents were reported in Marshall County December 24th on U.S. 77. Lorenda Zabatrisky of Blue Rapids slid into the ditch. Her vehicle rolled. She was transported to CMH in Marysville. On January 1st, Marcus Nolan of Manhattan lost control on 5th Road near Ridge Road. His vehicle ended up on its side, and the driver was taken by private vehicle to CMH. Marysville firemen responded to a small fire at Landall Corporation January 2nd and to a UP locomotive on fire January 3rd, a half mile east of 11th Terrace Road. Saturday, January 6th, Hollenburg, Hanover, and Washington Fire Departments responded to a semi-hay trailer on fire at Hanover Avenue and Thunder Roads. An injury accident was reported in Washington County a month ago, December 17th. John Gonzalez of Lincoln, Nebraska, went off the road. His vehicle rolled. He was transported by EMS to Hanover Hospital. Washington County Historical Society will host a program on the Rock Creek Station with their quarterly meeting Thursday evening beginning at 7:30 at FNB Washington. The public is welcome to attend. Wilma B. Woodcock, age 96, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Wilma Woodcock. Robin Marie Sayers, age 52, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 1 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will meet friends Tuesday from 5 until 6:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Robin Sayers. Louis Rogers, age 69, of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church Christian Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Lewis Rogers. Joy Delight Lindeen Claycamp, age 81, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Joy Claycamp.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com. For northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska, a ridge of high pressure remains overhead early in our forecast, keeping temperatures unseasonably cool. But we do have a warm-up on the way as that high pressure lifts off to the north and east. A warm front pushes northward, allowing those warmer temperatures back into the area. Many places are returning to near normal by Wednesday, and we'll continue to see those temperatures warm on Thursday to well above normal across the region, and we'll continue that trend on Friday. As we head into the weekend, temperatures do cool slightly, bringing us a little closer to where we should be for this time of the year, but still very mild temperatures continue throughout the area. Unseasonably cool temperatures continue early in our forecast, with a high of 9 above this afternoon, with occasional sun, winds breezy at times from the northwest. Tonight's mainly clear, low of 2 below, high of 27 on Wednesday. Lots of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Come to Reflections Hallmark for the sweetest gifts for Valentine's Day. They have the cards and gifts for everyone, like the cute and cuddly vintage-style sweetheart Mickey and Minnie Mouse plush animals. So sweet. You'll want to see all the new spring and Valentine's merchandise and to check out the 50% off or more Christmas clearance while you're in. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. It's more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40 degrees. Record high 65. On this date in 2012, the average low 19, the record low is 14 below zero in 1970. Sunset this evening, 5:25. Sunrise in the morning at 7:39.
Are we becoming an attention deficit society? New research is seeing some red flags, and we'll share those today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 16th, the 16th day of the year. Supermodel Kate Moss celebrates a birthday, and prohibition became the law of the land on this day in 1920. What is the instant information age done for our attention spans? New research shows that people who work online have their attention diverted about every 45 seconds. 10 years ago, that figure was about 3 minutes. But it's not just interruptions from texts, emails, or phone calls. Self-interruption is almost as common. It seems that once we get accustomed to distractions, they become self-perpetuating. The researchers warn that many of us are losing our ability for reflection, restraint, and concentration that are critical for any worthwhile achievement. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
In the market for a used pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2016 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, plus a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 model. It's a high country edition. See these and more at Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Svi Mikulic added 17 points, including 12 over the final 7 minutes, and number 10 Kansas roared back from a big deficit to beat number 6 West Virginia 71-66 last night. Devontae Graham added 16 points, and Udoka Azubuike scored 10 for the Jayhawks. Kansas has now won 4 straight and broke a 4-game losing streak in Morgantown to West Virginia. The Mountaineers have lost 2 straight for the first time this season. Up next for the Kansas Jayhawks, they'll meet up with Baylor on Saturday. The Wichita State Shockers have fallen 2 places in the AP College Top 25 basketball poll. The Shocks now at number 7. The top 10 in that poll looks like this: Villanova, Virginia, Purdue, Oklahoma, Duke, West Virginia, Wichita State, Texas Tech, Michigan State, and KU. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Pride of the Farm waterers are at the top of their game. You see, years ago, their waterers were manufactured with cast iron, but in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient poly materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Energy-free waters use flaps, which were perfected 65 years ago and are superior to ball-type closures. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Blattner Feedlot Construction in Cimarron, Kansas for 100% energy-free or open-trough waterers.
Former St. Louis Blues owner Mike Shanahan has died. He was 78. Blues chairman Tom Stillman confirmed Shanahan's death in a statement. Shanahan oversaw the acquisition of a number of NHL stars from 1986 to 91, including Hall of Famer Brett Hull. Hull described Shanahan as a very special man on Twitter, adding that he made people better, and I know I'm better for having known him. Again, Mike Shanahan dead at the age of 78. Southwestern College junior Cameron Hunt has been named to the 2018 Bevo Francis Award watch list, the list of 100 of the finest small college men's basketball players in the nation across all competition levels, was released yesterday by Small College Basketball. The Bevo Francis Award has quickly become the most prestigious award for college players at the small college levels. And college round ball action tonight, the Sooners making their way to K-State. That tip-off set for 8 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
Monday night scores in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament at Onega. In the girls' quarterfinals, top seed Frankfort defeated 9th seed Axtell 52-35. Second seed Centralia held off 10th seed Blue Valley 72-32. Third seed Hanover over number 6 Donovan West 72-33. And 5th seed Valley Heights knocked off 4th seed Clifton Clyde 58-37. In the boys' quarterfinals, top seed Donovan West over 8th seed Axtell 82-57. Second seed Hanover defeated 7th seed Wetmore 67-32. Third seed Clifton Clyde defeated 6th seed Valley Heights 67-42. And 4th seed Centralia knocked off 12th seed Washington County 55-27. Tuesday night's games will be postponed until Wednesday. Consolation games in the girls and boys division Wednesday, with semifinals scheduled Thursday and Friday. We'll be back with live coverage both Thursday and Friday nights with games at 6 and 7:30 p.m. Brackets updated on our website at KNDYradio.com. Tuesday night tip-offs in the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central and Seneca have also been postponed until Wednesday. Marysville versus St. Mary's Wednesday now at 6:30 p.m. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Again, Tuesday basketball games and wrestling have all been postponed. Twin Valley League basketball tournament consolation games Tuesday will be moved to Wednesday. Tip-offs in the Thunder Classic Nemo Hall Central, including Marysville versus St. Mary's, scheduled Tuesday, will be played on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Marysville wrestling duel with Clay Center senior night, which had been rescheduled Tuesday, will be moved to Thursday evening, January 18th.
Wildcat fans, K-State men's basketball hosts Georgia Saturday, January 27th in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Tickets start at less than $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack, and be sure to purchase your official purple or white shirt as we stripe out Bramlage for Coaches versus Cancer. Reserve your seats today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Be there as the Wildcats host the Bulldogs in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Go Cats!
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Give your lawn a break this winter. Adjust your lawn care practices and use with the change in seasons. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Limit activity on dormant lawns. Overuse can weaken the grass and create bare spots. Even those in mild regions where the grass is still green need to limit activity when a sudden drop in temperatures occur. If the lawn suddenly goes from growing to frozen, lots of concentrated activity can kill plants, resulting in bare spots. Those dealing with snow should always shovel first before applying de-icing salt. less salt-laden snow will end up on the lawn and in the planting beds. This also means less plant damage and less money spent on de-icing compounds. Put away the fertilizer. No need to feed grass that's not growing. And if the ground is frozen, the fertilizer will wash off the lawn and pollute our waterways. And skip the weed killers when the lawn is dormant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
We've all heard of recycling programs, but this one in a small town in southern Missouri has a bit of a twist. Sure, it kept items from going to a landfill, but it inspired a lot of positive changes as well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today.
In 2006, Jerry Wass was in charge of the Spanish Club at Purdy, Missouri High School. To raise money, the club began collecting recyclable material from their school.
We had nothing to do with the most profitable thing that we could have, which was cardboard. The school had an amazing amount of cardboard, so much so that they had an incinerator just for the cardboard.
Eventually, the club raised over $5,000 a year. It was hard work, but a community service that was helping keep a lot of items out of landfills and turning it into money. Over half the school was in the Spanish Club, in fact.
We pretty much spent the money in the beginning on activities for the students. That eventually began to trouble me, that we were only spending the money on ourselves.
So they began to look for ways to use their resources to help the small town in which they lived.
We bought a couple of barbecue barrels for the city park right beside the school, and one of the students said, "Senor Wass, isn't there something we can do about this awful playground here we have beside the school?"
And that's when others in Purdy took notice. Adults formed a group to help their youth.
That led to the organization of an adult group to help assist us. So the Purdy Recycling Project added a sister organization in the Purdy Renewal Project.
The group affiliated themselves with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, and soon the two organizations were tackling even bigger projects. Jerry says his message to students was simple.
Do this because it's going to make you feel good to be connected to this and to leave this legacy behind you of having worked in this and worked to make a better community for yourself.
It's a great project with a great message for students and communities on the difference they can make right where they live. Traveling the countryside in Purdy, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Have you ever wondered what all those clucks and other noises mean in the chicken flock? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. With some observation, you can speak chicken too, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Every animal has its own way of communicating, and if we pay attention, we can figure out what they're telling us. Melissa Cahy went a step further. The Massachusetts chicken owner has learned how to speak chicken and wrote a book about it. Cahy says for years, she would observe her chickens and repeat back what she was hearing from them.
When they started coming up to me saying things, in quotes, I would repeat it back to them, and they would cock their heads side to side like a dog. And I thought to myself, wow, they're actually trying to communicate. I just kept trying to pay attention to what they were doing and watching their actions and watching where they were trying to take me.
Studies have shown that all chickens have at least 24 different vocalizations that include greetings, alerts, and disputes. They also have different pitches. Some are sopranos and others have more of an alto cluck quality. Cahy says after a while, chicken speak is easy to pick up on.
Chickens will say hello, and they do this as people come and go and as flock members come and go, and it's blah-blah. In my chicken coop, there's always one favorite nesting box, and the hens wait for that box to become available, and sometimes they're quite frantic, and I think they're saying to each other, get off the box, get out of the box, hurry up, are you done yet, because I've got an egg on the way. And that one goes like, bop, 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 bop.
One call in Cahy's flock is very different from the rest. She realized that the chickens have given her their own special name when they see her, want a treat, or some cuddle time, and it sounds quite regal. Find Cahy's book and learn how to speak chicken at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The overall economy in the United States is growing briskly, but agriculture continues to lag. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is The Best of Tractor Tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This two DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
2017 was a banner growth year for the U.S. economy in general. Not so for agriculture. In fact, the disparity is giving farmers labor pains. Tommy Grisafi is a grain trader and president of Indiana Grain Company.
If you're anybody who employs people, it's very hard to get talented labor that's dependable. I have a friend in Minnesota who has a construction business, and he has more jobs than he can handle, and he can't get help fast enough. So when I talk to my largest, best customers, they're constantly complaining about needing people to work and the difference between what they're willing to pay and what people can go off the farm and get a job. They're losing their good help to other jobs.
Blue-collar jobs are plentiful, and Grisafi says the tight labor market is leading to wage inflation. Businesses that are part of the economic recovery have more resources available to pay to attract workers, while farmers remain at the opposite end of that scale. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, they report that winter wheat planted acres for harvest in 2018 estimated at 32.6 million acres. That's down less than 1% from 2017, down 10%, though, from 2016. This represents the second lowest U.S. acreage on record. Planting began in early September and remained behind the five-year average pace through early November, when things mostly wrapped up. Hard red winter wheat area is expected to total 23.1 million acres, down 2% from 2017. Planted acreage is down from last year across most of the growing region. The largest declines in planted acres estimated to be in Colorado, Montana, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. Record low acreage was seeded in Nebraska as well as Utah. We also gathered the first estimate of the 2018 seeding for canola in Kansas and Oklahoma. Seeding in those states for 2018 harvest estimated at a combined 120,000 acres. That's a decline of 43% from what we saw in 2017. And a complete overhaul of the American Agriculture Guest Worker Program, a major part of a House plan to fix the immigration status of young people involved in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA. The DACA program currently tied up in an immigration reform battle on Capitol Hill. Report says Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte, as well as three other Republicans, introduced the Securing America's Future Act. The bill has several provisions in it, including an end to the green card program and claims to reduce an overall immigration by 25% a year. At the same time, the bill increases visa for skilled workers as well as agriculture workers, too. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
There will be a farm machinery auction for R&R Souther Farms Saturday, January 20th. Sale begins at noon. From the junction of Highway 99 and Highway 16, south end of Blaine, go 2.5 miles west on Highway 16 to Knight Road, then north to Davis Road, and just west. Selling tractors and loaders, including a 1990 John Deere 8760 4x4, 2003 2-way 12-foot dozer blade, 96 John Deere 8100 front-wheel assist tractor, 95 John Deere 7800 front-wheel assist tractor, 93 John Deere 7800 front-wheel assist tractor, 1980 John Deere 4040 tractor with cab. They will also sell combines, headers, and trailers, including a 2006 John Deere 9760 combine, 630 30-foot flex header, a 1998 John Deere 9610 contour Tour Master Combine and a Master Flex Header. They will be selling machinery items, sprayers, haying equipment, anhydrous applicator, tillage and other machinery, a gator, pickups, trucks, and a trailers, plus miscellaneous. These are good quality items. They've been kept in excellent maintenance and most have been shedded. This farm machinery auction for R&R Souther Farms, Saturday, January 20th, sale begins at 12 noon and will be held from the south end of Blaine, 2.5 miles west on Highway 16 to Knight Road, north to Davis Road, then just west. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Market update from Mid-America Ag Network. We're still seeing some minus signs for Kansas City wheat, but they're growing smaller, and corn has decided to bounce up a bit. March corn up 1, 347 1/4. May up 1 at 355 3/4. That's after spending a good deal of the day so far unchanged or trying to bounce back from a fractional dip on the downside. So hopefully we'll be able to extend those gains and keep moving forward. Soybeans looking well. March soybeans up 4 3/4 at 965 1/4. May beans up 4 3/4, 976 3/4. Later months are all up by 4 and 5 cents. March soybean meal is 440 higher at 321.40. May is up 420 at 325. Bean oil is the issue here. March is down 37 at 32.76, may bean oil down 38 points at 32.92. So can't seem to get soybean oil on track here today on Tuesday. The livestock complex continues to do well. February live cattle up 45 at 117.82. April up 42 at 119.87. Later months are up. January feeder cattle up 77 at 145 at 12. March feeders up 62 at 143.27. So some nice gains for feeder cattle. Even better gains for hogs. February hogs at 73.45. That's up 187. April hogs at 76.12. Up 180. All the later months are up by more than a dollar. So looking pretty good for hogs here on Tuesday. Cotton has had some great days the last several in a row, but today is not one of those. March cotton down 65 at 81.03. May cotton is down 69 points at 81.27. Looking at crude oil, February crude is down 36 cents at 63.94. March crude down 34 at 63.89. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas are all lower as well. Not a good day for the energies. February gold up 90 cents at 13.35.80. Mixed numbers in the futures markets. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's the most wonderful time of the year in the Little Apple. Take a break from the stress this holiday season and pamper yourself with a stay at the fabulous Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan, right across from Maggieville. Now through January 18th, visit BlueMontHotel.com and enter discount code HOLS for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Does not apply to New Year's Eve. For that holiday fun that'll keep you on the nice list, visit BlueMontHotel.com. Discount code HOLS.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, today offering additional comments on last week's Farm Bureau Convention in Nashville after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
President Donald Trump appeared before the delegates of the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention for 35 minutes. Didn't spend much time on NAFTA trade agreements and that sort of thing, but probably the biggest applause of the afternoon came when he said, "I'm looking forward to working with Congress to pass the Farm Bill on time so that it delivers for all of you. And I support a bill that includes crop insurance." The president singled out Senator Pat Roberts, Kansas Republican, who is chairman of the Senate Ag Committee and a longtime champion for farm farm policy and crop insurance, and he praised the senator's relentless efforts on behalf of agriculture. He said, "We are working hard on the farm bill, and I think it's going well." But he also talked about some of the regulations that have been rolled back since he became president, particularly the Waters of the U.S., which was a very unpopular order that came out of the Obama administration and President Trump, talking about overregulation. One of the first deals with agriculture when he took office was to put a hold on the Waters of the U.S. Other highlights at that national convention, the unanimous re-election of Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. And delegates also approved measures to help assure a prosperous agricultural and rural economy in the coming year and beyond. Farm Bureau also presents many awards during its annual convention. I want to particularly note Russell and Amelia Kent of Louisiana. They won the Achievement Award. And then Martha Smith of Colorado won the Discussion Meet. And finally, the Excellence in Agriculture Award went to Greg and Rose Hartshue of Ohio. Back with a final word after this message.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January the 17th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the cow-calf pairs. They'll be followed by the bred heifers, then the bred cows. The sale will feature 250 choice reputation Angus, red Angus, Charley, Hereford, black white face, and red Brocker face first calf heifers. They'll all be bred to low birth weight bulls. They'll start calving late January up through April. This will be a high quality set of first calf heifers. Cow-calf pairs include over 150 Angus, red and red Angus cross cows. They'll be from 2 years to older. They'll have September through December calves by side. We'll have over 250 Angus, red Angus, and semi Angus bred cows. They'll be offered from 3 years to short and solid. Many of the cows will be under 6 years of age. These cows are bred to Simmental Angus and red Simmental Angus bulls. They'll start calving early February through March. We will have more cows of all ages and breeds by sale time. To consign cows, or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 17th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Next year, American Farm Bureau Federation celebrates its 100th anniversary convention. Where will that be? It'll be in New Orleans, the month of January next year. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Tile drains carry excess water out of the field, but they can also carry manure. Keep manure and its nutrients in the soil where they belong on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Farmers spread manure over fields to take advantage of the nutrients. However, there should be precautions to prevent it from leaching into tile drains through preferential flow paths, which are tunnels and cracks in the soil. Matt Ruark is an associate professor of nutrient management at the University of Wisconsin. He says there are various ways to apply manure, but its consistency can make a difference in where it goes.
If your manure is 5% solids or more, that's going to be enough solid material to help maybe clog up some of those
flow paths in the soil. But if you're using separated liquid manure, you don't have that solid content. You're going to see often less than 2% solid. There you're going to have a situation where you're going to have a little more risk of the manure moving through preferential pathways, and then you want to think about how then you're applying that manure.
The greater the application rate, the greater volume of water that is added to the soil, which increases the risk of manure getting into the tile drains. This also means that the right soil moisture at the time of application is an important factor.
So if your soil is saturated, that also means that all of those pores are connected with water. That means that manure can easily move with the water down the tile drain. But if your soil is too dry and you apply, your soil may have developed some cracking in it, then those pores may have opened up a little bit more and then would be more likely to move, especially if followed by a rainfall event.
RUARC advises waiting a manure application if rain is expected within a couple of days, and keep a weather conditions log. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for keeping manure out of the tile lines at agriculture.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The USDA's crop production report Friday, along with the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report, showed that U.S. farmers posted an average 176.6 bushel per acre corn in 2017, bringing in a total of 14.604 billion bushels. Soybean harvest brought in 4.329 billion bushels, with an average yield of 49.1 bushels an acre across the country. Mike Azuzalo from Global Commodity Analytics says 2018 is setting itself up to be a friendlier commodity environment.
We saw that again in the outside markets before USDA's report on Friday, with the dollar index hitting a fresh yearly low. The Chinese currency is at its highest point and its strongest point since December of 2015. We continue to see crude oil make consistently new 3 to 4 year highs. And we've got the CPI, Consumer Price Index, number from Friday showing inflation's coming back into this market. And it's not just the U.S. inflation, but global inflation's coming back as well.
The USDA cut soybean exports for the second consecutive month, resulting in over 11% in stocks to use domestically. U.S. grain stocks came in at 12.516 billion bushels of corn, 3.157 billion bushels of soybeans, and 1.874 billion bushels of wheat.
I think corn is set up very, very nicely in 2018. And I say that because, yes, we did get a yield increase, but we also took harvested acres down. That's where USDA did the right thing analytically. It's very hard to get a record yield on almost record acreage base. So can't have usually big acres and big yield. You got to have one or the other usually. USDA acknowledged that by dropping the harvested acres so that our production for 17-18 really didn't go up much.
Zuzalo says the biggest factor for markets in the short term is South American weather. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-American Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.